and 107.3 FM, WRDN. AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is going to meet today with ranking Democrats, and President Biden's expected to be a topic of conversation. ABC political director Rick Klein says this week an important one for the president, as he maintains he is not leaving the race.
He's got the NATO summit here in Washington, a press conference on Thursday. This is an absolutely critical time for him to prove to these Democrats that he can keep their confidence. You know, when he said that none of them have asked for him to step aside in the leadership, he is testing that proposition in the next couple of days.
However, five House Democrats have called on him to leave the race. Runoff elections in France today could usher in the country's first far-right government since the Nazi occupation and the Second World War if the National Rally Party wins a majority. About 130 million people in the U.S. under heat advisories. The Texas Gulf Coast preparing for barrel, storm surge, and flooding are the major concerns. This is ABC News. Pivotal French runoff elections today, and this could result in the nation's first far-right government since the Nazi occupation during the Second World War. National rallies. 28-year-old leader Jordan Bardella could become France's next prime minister. Four volunteers spent a year sealed inside of a simulated Mars habitat to find out how people would react to a future trip to Mars. We're now finding out.
They locked the door on June 25th of last year and didn't come out till Saturday. Four NASA volunteers simulating isolation in close quarters of life on Mars. Flight engineer Ross Brockwell is
very grateful to have had this incredible opportunity to live for a year within the spirit of planetary adventure towards an exciting future.
The crew took simulated Mars walks, grew and harvested several vegetables, and maintained their equipment and habitat. Two additional mission simulations are planned for 2025 and 2027. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Celebrate July 4th with savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, save on the essentials you need to make your garden pop for summer, like Miracle-Gro 25-quart potting mix. Get two bags for just $16. And get up to 40% off, plus save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. Hurry, these deals won't last long, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Miracle-Gro excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Excluding supply. See Lowe's.com for more details. While supplies last.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chance of showers and thunderstorms today, especially in the afternoon. A mix of clouds and sunshine at highs in the upper 70s or winds turning to the southwest. Tonight, more showers and storms. Lows will drop to the lower 60s. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. Currently 65 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing over all the world to see. Oh, baby, that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm shameless. Swore I'd never compromise on what you. Me otherwise, I'll do anything you play. You see, in all my life, I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. It shouldn't be easy for a man who's strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shaving. I don't have a bottle now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go.
Books, that's Shameless. Great to have you along. It's Andrew J. And Lady Wilson now. Hang tight, huh?
Let's go! for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Are you alone? Can you talk to an old friend? Right or wrong, I had to hear your voice again. Unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. Turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know. Through the vine, I heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell. It's now and then, what might have been interferes with what might be. And I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. Turn up the radio and cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know. Please don't cry, I'll say goodbye, and I won't call you anymore. But I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know.
We got you covered from Dell to Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Something about the way she's blushing, you can tell she isn't sure. Let you know she's up to something she's never done before. Tonight she wants to hold a stranger, but not the one at home.
everything to let her know she'd never ever be alone. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, Lord, if she's lonely now, if she's lonely now, she won't.
She won't be lonely for long. Clay Walker on your radio on your Sunday. Welcome along. It's Andrew J. How you doing this morning? Thanks for making me part of your weekend. Stick around. Got Tyler Hubbard on the way.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you. But we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need
station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
We want to welcome the people who are listening through WRDN radio, and we are in the Bible. We are in 2 Peter chapter 1. And we are looking at verses 5 through 10 as we begin. And we'd like to invite you to join us as well. Let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you that you've given to us this wonderful book that tells us so much about yourself. And we pray, Father, that once again the Holy Spirit would take these words and open them up. Help us to see, Lord, how they fit our life individually. We thank you, Lord, that there's words of encouragement, there's words of warning, there's words of instruction. We love you, Lord, and may this be the best book in our life. Minister to us that we might minister to others. In Christ's name, amen. Now, we had mentioned last week, or the week before, actually, that as we were looking at, we finished Peter's first letter, and now we're in his second letter. Peter's first letter was how to thrive, how to live in a time of persecution, because this was written about 64 AD. Peter would die about 5 years after that, there in Rome. And Paul would face the first imprisonment, and then he would be imprisoned later, and then he would also die in Rome. And as the gospel got out, lives were being changed. People were being turned to the true and living God, and they were finding out that the sites where idols were worshipped were diminishing as far as those that were attending. And this would especially be true by the second and third century. But the book of 1 Peter, five chapters there, deal with functioning, living for Christ during times of persecution. Now, a couple years later, before Peter is getting ready to pass, his main concern is the number of false teachers that have surfaced. And these people, they're not worshiping necessarily Zeus and pagan gods, but they say they follow Jesus, but they've twisted this text and they've twisted the gospel. And that is a real concern for him, and it's a concern for us too. So as we had looked at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, we talked about three safeguards that Peter gave to his readers. One, to protect themselves against such false teaching is to live by the power of God. And it says in verse 3, God, according to his divine power, hath given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. To live this life, you need to have the power of God inside of you. And you need to connect with God every day. We see these Teslas, and there are perhaps some other electric vehicles that pass me on you on 94. I'm not familiar with, but I know at Walmart that they've got to plug those things in from time to time. You and I need to be plugged into the Word of God, my friend. That is our source of power. And the Holy Spirit is like, he works through the Word of God just like electricity flows best through power lines. And so as we connect with God, you can't live this life on your own. You try to do it on your own, you're going to face defeat. You say it's impossible. You'll get frustrated. You'll get confused. And in order to be healthy and vibrant, you need to have a connection with God. Not just once a week. Don't count this as your time with God. You know, I did it now, so I forget God the rest. No, man, this ought to increase your appetite for the things of the Most High. So we need to live by God's power. Second of all, we need to live by God's priorities. And that was found in verses 5 through 7, the ones, the passages that we just read. And there are five essential qualities that we want to cultivate in our life. Virtue, and temperance, and knowledge, and patience, and brotherly kindness, and charity. These are things that, you know, there's this old saying, let go, let God. That doesn't always apply. Here, God says, apply yourself. Because he says in verse 5, and besides this, giving all diligence. Put your nose to the grindstone so that you can grow spiritually. And work at living a morally excellent life. Work at getting into having that knowledge. God's word in you. Work at being temperate. Having self-control, work at being patient, work at godliness and brotherly kindness and charity, that agape love. You got to work at that. I have to anyway. And I don't know, but this he says, giving all diligence, and then he uses that same word in verse 10. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling sure. You say, well, I prayed about it and I'm still the same person I am. My friend, I understand. But that means you need to get into the Word and you need to pick out Bible verses that are of particular value to where you're at in your walk with God. Begin to memorize those Bible verses. And you know what? When you memorize God's Word, it is a way to meditate on God's Word. I know when we, you know, I love the read through Bible programs. Those are great. But you need to have time. And memorizing God's Word is a way to force you to meditate, consider, and roll over in your heart and in your mind what these words are. And if you've got a particular issue that you're facing, find the verses that deal with that and man, write them out and then commit them to memory. And God will help you in a big, big way as you do that. We need to live by God's priorities. There's so many things that are going on, even in our spiritual life. And they want to grab our attention here, grab our attention there. You know what? Seven essential qualities that are put out here. Virtue, what? Knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. Hey, those are the top seven. Those are the top seven right there. And so to have a vibrant, healthy spiritual life, we want to cultivate that in our walk with God. And we said they are likened to seven links in a golden chain, which are to be bound continually upon our heart and worn about our neck. Proverbs 6. And then third, verse 11 here, it says, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Verses 8 begins here, "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." We are to live by God's divine pledge. This is God's pledge to you. This is God's pledge to the speaker right here. If I apply myself to having those seven qualities that Peter just listed right here, I've got blessings that are promised for me. And they're threefold right here. God assures us, number one, of a fruitful ministry, of a fruitful life, a fruitful ministry. "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall be the barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." God assures us. And this is his pledge. All right? Second of all, he promises an overcoming life. An overcoming life. Verse 10. "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things..." These seven targets for your spiritual life. If you do these things, you shall never fall. Double negative in the original. Ume. It's a sure promise. And then third, he says here, you'll have a triumphant finish. You'll have a triumphant finish. Verse 11, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." My friend, from time to time we have someone in the local high school or maybe a college that does well in athletics, and they go off to state and maybe a national meet or something like that. Maybe they place, maybe they win, but whatever, when they come home, usually there's a parade for them. And then there's all kinds of cheering and hooray going on. And that's the kind of finish that God promises us as we faithfully seek to live for him. "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So we, in our conclusion right here, we have the minutia of false doctrine is endless. Don't go down that trail. Don't try to figure out and learn everything about all the cults, ticks, and isms that are out there. We have here, "The victims of false doctrine are countless. The outcome of false doctrine is Christless. And the end is nothing but being entangled." And Peter tells us, a vibrant, healthy walk with God is to be our continual goal. Remember the little poem, "Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Humpty Dumpty, but all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again." You know where the Humpty Dumpty story is found in the Bible? Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve fell, and no one could put them back together again. They couldn't themselves. And my friend, because we have a fallen sin nature, we can't help ourselves, but God sent his Son to die for us, and he's the one that offers to put us back together. How many times do we see in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where we find that people who have been sick, lepers, couldn't walk. I like the way the King James puts it. It says, he made them whole. And many times it refers not just to being made whole physically, but being made whole spiritually as a person as well. So that is terrific. That is something to keep in mind. Okay, let's go on here. We want to look at beginning verses 12 through 21. And I don't think we're going to be able to finish this up here. But Peter's desire was to share with his readers what was important to him. Again, the context is the false teaching that is out there, and how can he encourage his readers, and you and I as well, to avoid such false teaching. So beginning in verses 12 through 15, it says, "Wherefore," Peter says, "I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it is meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." So the things that were important to Peter, he wants to stress to his readers. And he says, number one, he saw the necessity of reminding them of what they already knew. Okay, you can have knowledge of God, but not have Jesus. Okay, the two have to be married. And it connects when we make a decision of our will to open our life to Jesus Christ. So he saw the necessity of reminding them of what they already knew. And there's number one here in your outline, the principle of divine repetition. Mothers know about that better than pastors many times. How many times have I told you not to slam the door? How many times have I told you to wipe your feet when you come in the house? How many times have I told you to wash your hands before you come? You know, repetition, repetition, repetition. It's all part of life, and it's all part of our spiritual life as well. And that is key to retaining what is important. My friend, I'm not going to ask you how many times you've read this book, the Bible. But you know what? You read it once. Guess what? You want to start reading it again. And then you read it twice, and guess what? You want to read it again. And then guess what? Yes, it goes on and on and on. Because even though you know the gist of the stories, when you go back the second time, it seems like the Holy Spirit just opens up new dimensions and new vistas and new details about something that you thought you knew. But whoa, this is awesome what God is showing me this morning in my quiet time. So the principle of divine repetition, and Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, he says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe." Here's a preacher that repeated himself. And then as he was writing the Thessalonians in the second epistle there, he had already, when he was with them, talked to them about end time events. And he's talking to them again about that in 2 Thessalonians. And he says, "Remember," 2 Thessalonians 2:5, "remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things." There's a principle of divine repetition for spiritual growth. It is important. It is important. You know, we don't read this book once. We don't read it twice and put it away and say, "Oh, I read it," you know. No. If you're healthy and if you're growing spiritually, you cannot get enough of the Word of God. Your appetite and your taste for the things of God just increase as you grow spiritually. More, more, more. That's what I want, God. More, more, more. And if that appetite is not there, you need to check your walk with God. Now, he said in verse 15 here, "Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease," after he dies, "to have these things always in remembrance." Now, God had told him in verse 14, hey, Peter, your days are numbered. And my friend, if you have a doctor's appointment and the doctor says, guess what, you've got 7 months to live. You have a terminal illness. Hey, don't lose it. Moses was told ahead of time that he was going to leave this life. Peter was told ahead of time that he was going to leave this life. Jesus was told ahead of time that he was going to leave this life. Elijah was told ahead of time that he was going to leave this life. Look at that announcement as a blessing. I can do this, this, and this until God takes me home. You know, a wonderful thing about knowing the Lord is that death does not have that grip on you as it did before you met Jesus Christ. And the reason being is your sins have been forgiven. Your guilt is gone. And you understand that Jesus Christ's death on the cross paid the penalty for your sin. And because of that, God is not going to give you everlasting damnation. He's going to give you everlasting life, according to John chapter 3, verse 16. So Peter says, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. He says, moreover, in verse 15, I will endeavor, I'll try, that you may be able, after my decease, and that word decease, I believe, is exodus, leaving this life, to have these things always in remembrance. So Peter arranged, number two in your outline there, Peter arranged to have his words in permanent form for followers of Christ. And this includes his two epistles, his two letters. And they are, almost 2,000 years have passed, and we still have his words right here, inscripturated, preserved by the Holy Spirit. This includes his two epistles and many of the events which are recorded in Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel. You know, Paul and Barnabas had a tiff as they started the second missionary journey. You remember that? Barnabas wanted to take John Mark with him, and Paul said, no, he bailed on that first endeavor. But you know who took John Mark under his wing? It was Peter. He mentored John Mark. And John Mark got his feet back on the ground spiritually, and he took off for the Lord. One of the things God used, and you and I know, God used John Mark to write the Gospel of Mark. And many scholars believe that, you know, Mark was not one of the apostles. He didn't follow the Lord Jesus as the other 12 did during Jesus' three-year ministry. How did he get all of these events? Many believe that it was Peter who told Mark about these events. And Mark put them down, and they're part of the inspired record right here. So when he says right here, moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance, he's thinking about his two letters. And then also, you know, being a ghostwriter, I need to be careful when I use that word. But he had a big, big, big influence on John Mark. So, hey, listen. We need to stick with the book. We need to be in the Word of God daily. And we need to go over again and again and again. Those things that we know, we need to be reminded of them again and again. And you know what? We begin to think God's thoughts as we put God's Word into our mind. And we begin to think God's way. And we begin to speak as God would have us speak. Now, we're not going to be perfect until we see the Lord Jesus. But he saw the necessity. He says, wherefore? For this reason, since we share the same new nature, and since we share the same values, he says, I'm going to tell you again about these things. And that is a key way to keep yourself fresh spiritually, so you will not become a victim of false teachers. Be in the Word of God. Be in the Word of God. And my friend, all right, I'll go on here. Second of all, verses 16 through 18. He says, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made out unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." He says, "For we received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, that is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount." Now I want you to take your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. Because Peter is talking about Matthew chapter 17. It was a highlight in his life, in his walk with God. Matthew chapter 17. And follow as I begin reading with verse 1 through verse 8. Matthew chapter 17. It says, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart." Many believe that this is Mount Hermon in northern Upper Galilee. "And he was transfigured before them." And that word transfigured means metamorphosized. We use that word to describe what happens as a butterfly in the cocoon, and it's changed. And the Bible says that Jesus was transfigured before them, metamorphosized before them. They saw a glimpse of how he looked in heaven. "And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was as white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elias," or Elijah, "talking with him." We were just speaking about, will we know one another in heaven? Absolutely. This is a proof text for that. Amen. Verse 4, "Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles or tents, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them," like the Shekinah glory in the Old Testament. "And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said," and that voice is God the Father, "and the voice which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only." My friend, that is a highlight in Peter's walk with God. Now let's go back to 2 Peter chapter 1. And Peter describes that experience that he had with Jesus, James and John, Moses and Elijah, when he was on that mount. And he tells these people who he's writing to, he says, "Now we have not followed cleverly devised fables or myths," he says in verse 16. "When we gave to you the gospel, we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." He's talking about the first coming of Jesus Christ. And he explained that in Acts chapter 2, in the day of Pentecost. He says, "We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he," Jesus, "received from God the Father honor and glory." He's talking about, as God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." "When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory." Excellent glory is another title for God the Father. "This is my beloved Son,